Welcome to a Movie A Day podcast. I'm your host, Timmy Thum, and today's movie that I'm reviewing is an animated film from 1981 from animation famous animator director Ralph Bakshi. This guy, he did the Fritz the Cat. Fritz the Cat. A movie of underground comic book character Fritz the Cat by Robert Crumb. It was made to a movie in the early 70s by Ralph Bakshi. He did a couple of those movies. He also did, a movie called Coonskin, which is like Roger Rabbit, except blaxploitation. I haven't even seen that movie yet. Then he also did Cool World in 1991. Brad Pitt was in it, like 1993, something like that. He's known for a lot of things. He did Wizards in 1979, and he did an animated movie, the trilogy of Lord of the Rings, before it was a live-action motion picture. Ralph Bakshi did it in the 70s. So, anyway, in 1981, though, he did a movie called American Pop. I think he did Heavy Metal, too. Actually, I don't even know if he did Heavy Metal. Don't quote me on that. But, I got his credits right here, and I'm going to look, see if he did Heavy Metal. But in the meantime, let's see here. No, he didn't do Heavy Metal. Anyway. How could I forget? Spider-Man, the TV series from 1967. And between that and the new Andrew Garfield movie, those are only two non-comic book Spider-Man franchise stories that I really, really like that did Spider-Man right. Okay, so anyway, get into this. Let's see. This movie is called American Pop, and on the cover, and from some of the, I guess, I don't know, clips and promos that I'd seen about this movie, I saw the promo stuff in the 90s. I didn't hear about this movie before the 1990s. Maybe it was the late 90s. Maybe it was the 2000s. Yeah, I think the late 90s. But I never sat down and watched the movie. From what I understood, what I gathered from it, it was basically a saga spanning decades. And I took it to be exploring American music, American popular music. And not quite. It supposedly does that through a family, a generations of a family, like four or five generations of a family. We start in the 1890s. We move with Zalmy, a Russian Jew immigrant. I think he's like a first generation or second generation immigrant. And his grandson, then his great grandson, something like that. You know, like four people from this family lineage, four men from, you know, four generations. And through their life, they, in some way or another, all of them were in the entertainment industry, or they play music, or they work close to the entertainment industry, notably the music industry. Zalmy is just a performer who's not that talented. He works on vaudeville, and his story started in the 1890s. Not interesting at all to me. I didn't even watch the beginning. I went to go get something to eat at the beginning, and basically the movie touches very, you know, iconic moments in a certain era or a certain decade. So we get the feel for that decade or whatever. And Zalmy, he goes to perform for the USO or whatever, or, you know, to perform for the troops in World War One, and he gets shot in the throat after performing on stage. And I hate the scene because it's like 3 to 4 minutes of planes attacking the army base over there, where they're, wherever they're at, near Germany, somewhere in Europe. They're attacking the army base while Zelmi and his friends are performing on stage. But instead of them running off the stage when planes are attacking the base, he's looking around like, what's going on? Because he had a mask over his head, and he gets shot into the throat. Actually, that character deserved it because he got on my nerves. And then, let's see, his son was the only one who didn't. Well, his son got on my nerves too, but he was the least grating. His son is a jazz pianist who, because his father is a comedian, Zelmi was a comedian, and he worked close with mobsters. You know, it was kind of like that, you know, Frank Sinatra vibe with the mobsters. So his son feels that he had an obligation to marry this mobster's daughter, which I don't think it works like that, but whatever. So he goes over to World War II, and he gets killed over there. Now, you see, where's the music, you ask? Exactly. Okay, his son plays the piano. We hear music in the background from those times, but they don't really touch on the music. And that's why this kind of sucks. Because if we get to the third grandson, who is the shittiest character. I'm trying to find. Oh, Tony. Tony. Oh, the fucking annoying fuck. It's like, okay. Think of Tony Danza from Who's the Boss, but annoying. Like, the most annoying of that type. Okay. That's what he is. He's whining, screaming all the time. And he's a writer. He's a songwriter. And he ends up writing for this, you know, some group in San Francisco, which is supposed to be Jefferson Airplane or Janis Joplin and Holding Company or whatever they call. She's supposed to be a stand-in for that. And she's a druggie, and he gets involved with her, and she dies of a drug overdose. But they play with the big bands at the time. They play at Woodstock. They, you know, they're about to open for Jimi Hendrix. So it's like that thing where they give tokenism of this happened at that time, that happened at that time, but you don't get a feel for it. You don't get the music. You just get these pathetic characters who aren't interesting. That's why you don't hear that much about this movie. The only interesting one was Tony's son Pete, who he's like a drug dealer in New York, and he wants to become a rock star, and he does have talent, but that's at the end of the movie. And he's on his story by himself as Pete, the adult Pete, is like 10 minutes. And it's mostly just him walking around to Bob Seger music, playing Bob Seger music, Pat Benatar, stuff like that. You know, so, and it's like, I want to hear more of that. I want to hear more of the late 70s, early 80s stuff. But when he comes on screen, he's gone. This movie, I don't like the characters. I don't like a lot of the characters, especially Tony. He takes up the most time on screen. He sucks. And I wasn't interested in Zelmi or Frankie either. I'm not Frankie, but the second son. You know, I wasn't the second. The first three generations suck. And the last one, he's kind of interesting, but then he's gone as soon as we know it. So, oh, and then at first I was like, there was a scene with Zelmi, because as far as the production goes, he's backstage. Okay, this is rotoscope animation. Okay, this whole thing is an animated movie, and they use rotoscope, which is tracing over actors. So I can imagine the actors acting out the scenes, and they trace over their body parts. If you're familiar, they use a lot of rotoscope in the Lord of the Rings, Ralph Bakshi, Lord of the Rings, where the humans are moving. Where you see that movie and you say, oh, it looks like humans, it looks like a person moving. That's because they traced over a person body. They traced over film. And a lot of people don't like rotoscoping. I don't see what the problem is. Most notably, I think Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs used that for the, you know, characters like Snow White and the Prince and the queen, I mean. But in this movie, what I was going to say about this movie, oh, I was like, damn, they get the sound right. Like, because Selmy was backstage talking to this other comedian. And I said, damn, it sounds like they're really backstage. But later on, when Frankie left his hometown and we find him in the middle of a cornfield talking to a girl in Kansas, that same stage sound, you could hear that say it still sounded like they was on the stage. I'm like, oh, okay, this is that type of sound quality. But that's what the production value is like. The animation is decent. It's decent enough. And it's not because of rotoscoping that takes it down notches. It's just, you know, it's just decent. This movie, out of 5 stars, if you see it if you can, it's about 2.5. 2.75 I give it out of 5. That's American Pop, Ralph Bakshi's movie. It's about 22 years old now. Basically, that's it. Check out other reviews on the website. I don't have the website up in front of me. Oh well. But you'll find it. Just type in Thoom's Movie A Day podcast and you'll find it. Send me an email, any questions to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. BLACKPUN2000@yahoo.com. Until next time, peace.